Greetings, Zogling Wigger, and man's ass clouds across the fruit nut, Zog Plain, here in the open air coast net house we call Zog Babylon, the third and final. Pastor Martin Lindstedt and the Church of Jesus Christ Christian, today with Logan Hunter calling up twice, we present the Dying Zog. Folks, Zog is fallen, it's fallen, and it can't get up. Poor, pitiful Zog. It's just simply a total evil piece of shit. But, folks, it is definitely falling apart sooner and sooner and sooner. Why, thanks to the Russian-Ukrainian war, what happens is that a whole bunch of corporations like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and McDonald's, well, hey, they've all pulled out of Russia. And what happens is that it all become McPutin's. Yes, McPutin's. But best of all, what I like seeing, most of all, is that yesterday, some fat pig who was on SWAT, essentially was just a fat pig, what happens is that some character who, I thought initially was a nigger. I thought he was a nigger because, sort of like the start of the Walking Dead here, well, the Dying Zog in Juplin. What happens is that some turned out to be an Anglo-Mestizo homeless character who definitely was not treated well by pig life. So what he did is that his name was Alexander or, something Alexander. I thought it was a Jew boy, but it looks like an Anglo-Mestizo. I thought it was a nigger because they didn't go ahead and say what it is. But what he did is he went and shot three Juplin pigs, and killed one of them. Poor, pitiful pig. Well, guess what? There's whining and pissing and moaning in the Zogland. Now, as far as I was concerned, well, if I was a nigger, I thought it was great here. Now that it's an Anglo-Mestizo, who went ahead and killed a pig and then shot two more. Well, hey, as soon as I go ahead and find out his name, his name is Alexander something here. I thought it was a Jew boy, but no, he looks like an Anglo-Mestizo, a criminal one. So, hey, pigs are being shot in Juplin. Robert Heinlein in 1915 thought that Juplin was far more corrupt than Kansas City. He's right. They have a good old boy network both in Juplin and in Granby. So, anyway, I went to a city council criminal meeting. And, it was just simply, the same old thieves. Same old thieves. What happens is that they've gone ahead and stole whatever these retards put in, the TIF funding. And now they're getting a whole bunch of Senile Joe, Senile Joe upgrades, and what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and spend it on Barry Flint, who brought the Granby pigs to town. What happens is he brought the sewer to town, but guess what? He wanted to make sure the poor white people couldn't buy a shitty-ass trailer and put it in Granby. Instead, he wanted to go ahead and make sure that poor white people starting families had to pay $300 or $400 a month. So as a result, I point out to crooked, awful, evil Ira that, he's not in a part of a upgrowing community about 2200. No. The 2020 census is down to 2015, down from 2134. So Granby's dying. Granby's dying too and can't get up. And this was before you end up having the whole bunch of boomer remover Zog virus here. It's been going on. So yeah, folks, I sort of like the way things are going. I think essentially the best thing to do with pigs is just simply kill them and their families. Essentially, they support evil. They are soldiers for evil. So the only good pig is a dead pig. Tough shit, piggy. Tough shit. Fuck you, piggy. Fuck you. Don't like it at all. And guess what? The lawyers, like Brian Rio and Tom Robb's lawyer Spawn, Jason Robb, essentially as butthole buddy here, Kyle Bristow and Brent Klimkowski. Hell, lawyers are worse than pigs. You know, essentially exterminating the entire lot of them would be just wonderful. By the way, Logan Hunter, he has a brother who's a lawyer, and he's just getting tired of it. He says his brother is a good lawyer, and maybe he is, maybe he ain't. But anyway, I want to go ahead and talk about this. It's not too long a show. And I'll go ahead and close it on with Floyd and Geyer, and I'm running for United States Senator. So, folks, I have a whole bunch of Brian Rio shit I have to do, but hey, a lawyer gets caught stealing. You go ahead, you take everything from that fucking lawyer. A judge gets caught stealing and helping lawyers steal, you exterminate every single fucking judge. That way, they go ahead and they make sure that their fellow judges don't pull this shit, because we don't have a real lawful law system. All we have is just a bunch of lawyers stealing. And so the best thing is, you gotta realize, is that, hey, we're on the verge, not only, you know, of the great collapse, but it's called the Great Tribulation. And the Great Tribulation starts with 25% of the population dying of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that's a good thing. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead, and I've been cycling for the dying Zog. But no, I really hate these people. Now, there was one woman, she's running against Fat Jackass Kelly, and she asked what I think ought to be done. I pointed out, Granby people, don't vote for the abuse tax. Don't go ahead and vote to give more money for these ass clowns to steal. Because what they want to do is they want to impose zoning. Tell you how to go ahead and run your business. Tell you how to go ahead and run everything. They have no interest here, and they're delusional. They sort of think that they're going to go ahead and pay. They're going to go ahead and pay for their, you know, essentially for their little Barry Flint's Build Back Barry Better Business Bureau, whatever. They think they're going to go ahead and pay for that shit off of the back of the poor, the old, the young. They're going to go ahead and pay, you know, they're going to go ahead and pay out of going ahead and taking everything you got, including 2.625% more for shit you buy on Amazon or wherever. Folks, this Amazon shit's about to go downhill, because guess what? It has a 12,000-mile supply line. In fact, Russia's smart. What Russia ought to do is just simply just confiscate Zog corporations. Just take Coca-Cola. Just take whatever. Just go ahead and take whatever they want. Go ahead and steal their trade secrets and their intellectual property. And go ahead and buy their damn cell phones and whatever, their computers or tablets or laptops from China. And then go ahead and take whatever they want, their books here, their intellectual property, and just take it all. Take whatever Zog has here. And by the way, don't pay Zog a damn penny here. That's the way to do it. So anyway, I've been ranting and raving quite a bit here. This is Pastor Martin Lindstedt. And this is now the morning of the 10th here, and I'm going to go ahead and look and record the CBS news. I go ahead and record the 12, you know, Channel 12 news, and hear this pissing and moaning about poor, poor, pitiful fucking pigs. Tough shit, piggy. Folks, I really, as a dual seed line Christian identity, real person, you know, real pastor, Aaron Nation's pastor, running for United States Senator. I simply say, you know, point out is that, you know, really, listen up, Zoglings. know, I mean, things are not going to get better till about 80% of you ass clowns are dead. Well, I'll bring chaos. Well, guess what? We have chaos. We have anarchy. We have warlords. Essentially, now that what they are is that they're essentially council critters, like in Granby. They, you know, I mean, they're like judge necessity. They know no law. They don't give a shit. Folks, good pig, dead pig. Good lawyer, dead lawyer. Good judge, dead judge. Good politician, dead politician. All they want to do is fuck you over. And they're just a bunch of retards. I mean, I never see a dumber bunch here. What they're going to do is they're going to destroy the Zogbuck. It's going to go bye-bye. Bye-bye, Zogbuck. Bye-bye. 80% of so-called Zogbucks have been made in the last 2 years. And then, you know, that 20% remaining, most of it was just simply hyperinflated back in 2008 from Jew banking. Folks, it's time to go ahead and do away with it here. And, oh no, prices for property are going to go up. Well, don't worry about it, Zoglings. What happens if a million of you died from damn clot shot and they've gotten rid of Dr. Frank and Fauci? They've got rid of that worthless bastard. He snuck off. They still want you to vaccinate your 5-year-old kid. Well, you want, it'd be a lot more nice if you just simply bit his nuts off. You know what I mean? I remember my movement mentor, Jim Floyd, was telling me is that what happens, mama squirrel? She goes ahead and has a litter. You know, she's unlike a Huigris here, going out to a Jew doctor and getting an abortion here. You know, mama squirrel can't go ahead and find a good Jew. You know, essentially the Jew won't take nuts. So what she does is that she goes over her litter and she picks out the biggest, healthiest male if she goes ahead and does it. Maybe sometimes not. Things are getting rough here. And what she will do is she will bite off the nuts. She'll bite off the nuts of her male pups. Just bite their nuts off. Well, hey, look, Wiggers, you may end up having to do that here. Or getting mean and, you know, doing whatever. Maybe it's about time for you to go ahead and be eating nigger, the other dark meat. Wigger. Old nigger's trying to go ahead and look for the other white meat here of Wigger. Well, you go ahead, reverse the table on him and eat Wigger, nigger, the other dark meat here. You know what I mean? Dark meat got a lot of fat here, especially them sheboons here. So anyway, that's it. This is the morning of the 10th here and of March here. And I'm going to be pulling all night. I'm going to be working on Brian Rio shit. I'm going to be working on a number of things. So I'm going to go ahead and say, hail victory. 1:04 a.m. on the 10th of March, 2022. Hail victory.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane, listen to yourself. Churn world, says its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up, an ox beat, grunt, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down, high choir and a fire. Representing 7 games in a government for hire and a combat site. Let the West coming in a hurry with the Furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, Donald Trump, Kevin Kraft. Look at that, no planes, fine, dead. Uh-oh, overflow, population, common food, but it'll do. Save yourself, serve yourself, world, serve your own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, dummy with the rapture and the reverend and the right. You patriotic, slam, fight, bright, my feeling, pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. TV hour, don't get caught in foreign tar, slice and burn, return, listen to yourself, churn, lock it in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive as
divide mountains, sit in a line. Leonard Bernstein, Leonid Brezhnev, Lenny Bush and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but next, right?
That's in the news. Senseless, stupid Jew bitch that started this shit has admitted that they gotta go ahead and keep the Russians from grabbing the Ukrainian bioweapons that they have in Ukraine.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I mean, here's the thing. Why the hell are we funding weapons labs in China?
Because
why are we why aren't we paying all this shit? I mean, we're sick. I mean, the white people are sick and tired of paying for all this Jew shit, Martin.
Well, they're gonna get right. What happens is that supposedly, a whole bunch of them died from the last bioweapons. Essentially, Dr. Frankenfauci has sort of disappeared. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? I don't believe any Jew media. Like, every time they say they said there was a whole hoax during World War I, and they proved that to be a lie. You know, the whole hoax in World War II was a lie. I mean, everything the Jews say is a damn lie. But,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, the people that run Ukraine and the people that run Russia are all Jews.
Yeah.
So why the hell do we need to get mixed up in a Jew civil war? I mean, hell, how come the white man's got to pay for everything? And go off and fight and die and, you know, to hell with all that shit, Martin.
Because.
Yeah.
Who else other than Wiggers are going to pay for this shit? You know what I mean? Niggers don't have
money. Well, Wiggers are stupid. I mean, Wiggers love and worship Satan and his kids.
Yeah.
And so, they're going to do what they're told. They're going to, yeah. Wiggers.
Yeah.
They love a lie. They believe a lie. You know, and, they love. You know, they're gods, they're little Jew gods. So, I mean, but it's bullshit, man. I mean, hell, gas might go to $10 a gallon by this summer. Who knows? It's just, it's another excuse for the Jews that own the oil companies, to rape the stupid Wiggers and make record for it.
Pretty much, what happens is that Coca-Cola and Pepsi and McDonald's ain't going to give the Russians diabetes no more. You know what I mean?
Well,
I mean, pretty well what Russia ought to do is say, hey, we'll just confiscate your shit. We'll just go ahead and confiscate your shit here. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
I mean, that's pretty well what I'm thinking is that, hey, they're confiscating my stuff. They're confiscating my sister's stuff. So why should I go ahead and confiscate the property of, you know, lawyers and judges
yeah.
and whatever in Ohio?
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All these wiggers that hate true identity people like me and you, they think it's funny when me or you lose our shit. Well, hell, they're fixing to lose all their shit, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, they support it. You know, 78%. Of the U.S. population is vaccinated. Now, there's a lot of stupid wiggers that took the clot shot. So, I mean,
well, of course,
they're
yeah.
just asking
they're,
for it,
they're
Mark.
They're going to go ahead and find out that you shouldn't accept free vaccinations
yeah.
from the very same people who went ahead and made it. And essentially, you know, it is in, you know, it's no longer conspiracy theory. I mean, essentially, this fat Jew bitch.
No, Pfizer already came out. Pfizer already came out, and I mean, first they didn't want to reveal the ingredients, so you know. But
you don't know what the quote ingredients are. I mean, shit. You know, I mean, what it is just simply death. You know what I mean? Satanic death.
It's a Jewish satanic death
here. So go ahead.
I don't have any use for the medical system because it's all run by.
I got to see how fucking deliberate, murderous, incompetent it was. What, a year and a half ago? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Essentially, they killed Roxy. You know what I mean?
I've never had a flu shot, a regular flu shot. The only shot I've had in the last probably 30 years is a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
And that's because Judy Nips was supposed to be a herb doctor. I said, well, do you have any herbal remedy? If I step on a rusty nail, do you have any herbal remedy? And she goes, no, but I'm not even going to get any more tetanus shots. I mean, the way I look at it, if Yahweh wants to heal me from something, he can do it. I'm not going to put my faith, you know, if I can use herbs and do it myself, fine. But I'm not going to trust. I mean, everything in this system is totally run by Satan and his kids. Mm. So, including
my insurance went up.
Patriot. Yeah.
My car insurance went up from, you know, for two cars went up from.
Really?
$500 to $800-some.
Really?
Yeah.
If mine goes up, I'll have to find a cheaper broker. I mean, I swapped from Farm Bureau because they wouldn't come down on the price, Farm Bureau, and I went to Progressive, but, I mean, if they screw me, I'll go to somebody cheaper because...
Well, the one I got is about as cheap as it can get here, you know what I mean? But, shit, they still went up quite a bit, you know what I mean?
So you got Geico or what?
No, I got some insurance company out of Monette. The insurers are beaners that want to be insured. Most of them run wild without insurance. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
I
don't know. I just don't have the money to go much of anywhere. I'm down to going to Granby once every 2 days or so. You know what I mean?
So basically, you need to get food stamps. You need some kind of assistant. I can't believe, hold on, now, I thought when you're 62, you get Social Security. You don't get anything? You don't get Social Security?
No, what happens, I'm 2 quarters shy here. You know, I'm thinking of maybe getting a job, you know, at the nursing home because I did take pretty
good
care
of myself. That's what I would, if I was you, I would go work for about half a year so I could get Social Security, man. That's what you ought to do. Right, you ought to do it right now before they crash the economy. You can't, right now you can find, it's an employee's choice. All the employers looking for help. But when everything crashes in about a year, their jobs won't
be. It's going to be less than a year. It's going to be less than a year. I think there's going to be actual starvation.
I know, but you ought to go get a job right now and work for about 2 quarters and then retire.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what you ought to do, man.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway.
What I ought to do is get up and start running, you know, hard for the United States Senate here. And I mean, shoot. Over in Joplin, what happens is somebody went ahead and shot 3 pigs. They shot him, so he died, but the pig died too. Yeah, yesterday.
Was that a white guy or Mexican or black guy?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't heard anything.
Usually if it's a white guy, his picture's all over the front page. If it's a Muslim, black, or Mexican, they don't show the picture. Yeah.
That's how
they do. If it's a white person, he's a white supremacist, and, you know, it was a hate crime and everything.
Yeah, I bet, you know, I bet that, a nigger did it, you know what I mean?
Probably, yeah. Because they don't show the pictures, I mean. There's all kind of crime in Nashville, man. Growing up, I grew up in north of Nashville, and crime wasn't that bad, but I mean, crime's exploded, compared to what it used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, Memphis has always been in the top 10 or 20, and, you know, it's just, Memphis is just like St. Louis and Kansas City. It's high crime, and, you know, there's, nobody wants to, most people don't want to live there. So.
Anthony Felix. Okay.
And then you got all the liberal wiggers leaving the big Democratic cities and sort of places. I mean, they don't practice what they preach. All these white liberals, you know, they say how bad the conservative whites are.
I'm trying to take the suspect into custody when he shot two of them. Yeah. This stole a police car. I mean, Anthony Felix, since the Jews have 2 first names here, you know what I mean? But I think it's a nigger.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it's a nigger. You know what I mean?
Probably.
It has to stop. Well, no.
We got busy weather, man. It's kind of warm during the day, but hell, it's supposed to get down to freezing for the next couple of 3 or 4 days. It rained yesterday. And it kind of dried out, but it's going to get cold tonight, so... We still aren't in spring yet. We're going to have some late frost. Yeah. Hell, it might be April before we get warm weather.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the inflation, I don't really have a lot of, I started my 401k late because I never trusted the stock market and I'm invested in like government bonds. My 401k is strictly government.
Well,
it doesn't pay as much. It doesn't pay as much as direct.
No. What happens is that, shoot, I mean, what would be inflation here? You're losing, you know,
I mean, I may go ahead, but I think I need to get up and I need to go ahead and essentially openly run. And I'll just go ahead and I bet it's a nigger that went ahead and shot those pigs, you know what I mean?
Alright, man.
So, I don't know, my attitude is that, hey, there's no downsides when pigs shoot niggers and niggers shoot pigs, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, the thing is, if a black guy shoots police officers,
well,
they don't kill
him. Well, to me, he ain't a black guy. To me, he's a nigger. You know what I mean? But, oh well.
Okay.
I mean, but, well, you don't want to be crude and, you don't want to be crude.
Well, the thing is, we are supposed to hate the serpent seed, number one. They're supposed to be the number one enemy.
Well, they
are. I mean, in my mind.
But they weaponize these goddamn monkeys here to go ahead and kill white people. You know what I mean?
No, they brainwashed the Negroes.
Well, they weaponize them. They weaponize them to go ahead and essentially.
Well,
they weaponize,
no,
you know,
they're doing it. They do it with Muslims. They do it with the conservative whites. I mean, the liberal whites. You know, you got a bunch of white people in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but they're either Jew mongrels or they're liberal wiggers, and they're totally worthless.
Yeah.
That's right, Mark.
So, well, I mean, no, they're evil. They're evil. So
yeah, I mean, I'm just, look, the thing is, if everything crashes, Zog is going to lose some of their control and power, so.
Zog is, I mean, hell, no one's surprised. You went ahead and look, I was going ahead and look at Jason Trudeau. He's going ahead and yapping about, how awful it is. I mean, I just go ahead and see. I just go ahead and I'm looking at Cut Hair Walrus here. At least he's going ahead and becoming a Zog Tard instead of a Zogbot. Here, in other words, I'm recording this here, but Logan.
You're talking about Hunter Wallace,
accidental dipshit, aka.
It's
2 years ago. He just got totally branch COVIDian. I was trying to tell him here, why are you whining about all these, see what happens is these niggers got together at a funeral. One of them died of fucking COVID, so they all niggers came in there like cockroaches here to eat another cockroach.
Yeah.
Essentially, what happened, they spread the Zog virus to a whole bunch more niggers, so guess what? Right across from Columbus, Georgia, and Albany, Georgia, they're just simply nigger, they're just simply, small city nigger towns here mainly.
Now the Alabama Black Belt is southern Alabama and what, Mississippi?
They call it the Black Belt. See what it was? It was southern. It was essentially the black dirt, red dirt, black dirt country where essentially they grew a lot of cotton here. So they brought a lot of niggers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
The Delta or whatever here. I mean, really. It's hot, humid, I don't see how any white man could really want to live in fucking Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi here, you know what I mean? But, I used to go ahead and say, well, give it to the niggers, but now I believe the new nigger habitation should be Northeast Ohio, after it gets Chernobyl.
Okay.
So anyway, I think we need to understand is that, hey, I mean, there were a lot of wiggers who couldn't make it, like my fat ass stepdaughter couldn't make it when gas was $1 a gallon. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
And if you go ahead and look at it, it got up between $4 and $5 a gallon back when I was in the nut house in 2008. You know, and what happens is that was caused by Jew. That was caused by Jew, you know, Goldman Sachs and all this sort of thing here, just ripping people off, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But, you know, now it's caused simply because Zog has got its, you know, I mean, Ukraine was just simply, you know, I mean, Trump got impeached because he was sort of wondering about giving, you know, giving weapons to the Ukrainians. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you go ahead and see all this shit here. What happens with the, you know, they've gone ahead and backed off here. But right now, this Jew, who runs the thing here, what happens is that he went ahead and played the president of Ukraine. So essentially the idiots went ahead and voted him for president of Ukraine. And they're giving him a whole bunch of stuff. Well, he went ahead and shut down. He went ahead and shut down a whole bunch of Jews papers here that didn't, you know, said, well, hey, why are we doing this shit? Why are we going ahead and pissing off the Russians? Why are we going to these two breakaway, you know, Russian, essentially, you know, you gotta realize is that, hey, pretty well about a third.
The Donbass region and Crimea are pro-Russia anyway.
Well, they are Russian. They're not pro-Russian. They are Russian. You know, about 90% of them are Russians. You know, as they look at it. See, the name Ukraine, essentially, they used to call it the Ukraine because essentially it boiled, you know, the word Ukraine means borderlands. And pretty well what it was is it used to be known as Galicia or Little Russia, and you had Byelorussia, Little Russia, and you had Great Russia. You know what I mean?
It used to be the breadbasket of Eastern Europe, but I don't know if it still is or not.
Oh, it is. What happens, they produce, see, the one thing they got is they got a lot of black dirt. You know what I mean?
They got a lot of sunflower seeds there now.
Yeah, that too here. You know what I mean? You know, that's why... What happens is it has the same colors as Sweden does here, blue and yellow.
Which means blue and yellow.
You know, which means the sun and the water, you know what I mean? Anyway, no, they just, you know, what happens is that they have had, during the Second World War, some of them invited the German invaders in, and they became the second biggest place for, quote, Nazi war criminals. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, generally, the thing to do, you know, pretty well what Russia is doing, is slowly. It's not doing too bad. It's just simply... You know, I went ahead and looked at the Russian, or the Ukrainian tanks is what they are. They're T-64s or something like that.
Okay.
You know, T-64s, which essentially have the same stuff. What they've done is they've up-armored these tanks by going ahead and, creating these sort of, B-shaped, composite armor, which they went go ahead and they bolt onto the tank. So they've upgraded their T-72s, and the Ukrainians, what they've done is they've upgraded their T-64s. You know what I mean? This was, pretty well Russia don't throw away anything here, especially military stuff here. And what they've done, they just give the city, you know, they just give the Ukrainian city that they want to essentially disarm. They just tell them is that, hey, you know, you need to disarm, you know, and those of you who, you know, will not be welcome here, you need to leave. You know what I mean? And they open up a humanitarian corridor and they run like crazy. Well, some of them.
A bunch of them are going to Poland. A bunch of the Ukrainians are going to Poland.
Well, because the Western ones are related more to the Poles than, you know, the Poles, the Czechoslovaks, whatever here, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, you know, pretty much, probably, maybe what the Russia will do is just simply, you know, What he's going to do is he's going to disarm. He's going to go ahead and disarm. He's going to go ahead and shoot the worst of them, disarm them. And I think that what he should do is that, hey, look, British Petroleum, okay, you want to pull out? Well, you pull out here. You want to go ahead and, what he should do is just simply, and this is what I've heard is that the Chinks have been going ahead and bought, what happens when they mine gold, that gold does not leave the country of Chinkland,
Yeah.
It don't leave the country of Chinkland. They've been buying a bunch of gold. And so what happens, they have ample gold reserves, and probably, at the very start.
They've also been buying, the Chinese have bought up over 50% of the wheat, soybeans, and corn in the last year. They've been stocking up, because they know hard times are coming. And to hell with everybody else, they're going to make sure China has enough resources.
Yeah, well, probably.
Yeah.
So, more than likely, Russia.
The leaders in America, they don't realize that their own sovereign government don't give a shit about them. They don't care if they starve or homeless or can't pay their bills or they lose their job. They don't give a shit about them. Right?
No, they don't. But then again, Zog don't give a shit about, about its citizens, especially if they're white. Especially if they go ahead and keep things running. So.
Exactly.
No, I mean. So, any case.
Stupid Britons keep on. They keep on voting, think they're going to get something good, and they're not going to get anything good.
They're not going to get anything good here. So, no, I mean, that's what they need.
So I don't know, Martin. I mean, if gas goes to $10 a gallon, there's going to be very few people traveling outside going to work.
That's why I was looking at Granby, last night. Fucking idiots. They're yakking like they're going to go ahead and bring in tourist dollars. And I'm pointing out, see, Crooked Ira, he was making on I call him Crooked, Evil, Awful, Ass Clown Ira. You know what I mean? What happens is that what he was doing, he was just yapping stupid shit about this thing or that thing. And I point out to him, that, you're not ruling over a bustling town of 2,200. Actually, go ahead and type in U.S. Census. Type in U.S. Census. Go to the U.S. Census page and then look up Granby, Missouri. And the official census is 2,050. Essentially, it's a 4% drop. You go ahead and do division. You go ahead and divide. Go ahead and divide 2,050 by 2,134. Essentially, you have a 4% drop in population. You know what I mean?
It's going to be
worse, because what happens is that April 2020 was essentially a month after they went ahead and declared the COVID pandemic on March 12th here in the Zogland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've had a number of people, especially the older ones, the boomers, and older, they're starting to die, they're dying off. You're dying off from whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's
so,
right.
They're trying to go ahead and say, I mean, you have admitted supposedly 1 million have died from the damn Zog virus. And then, from what I gather, at least 3% of the idiots who took the clot shot are going to die pretty soon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hey, you're going to have, just go ahead and look at it.
Is that Zog is basically destroying the country, and the stupid wiggers are being destroyed as fast as possible. And they want to kill off 95% of the world population.
Yeah.
But before they do, they want the replacement population to be mestizo, Latino or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't want a bunch of new wiggers being born, you know. That's why they encourage abortion.
I'll go ahead. I'm gonna get out.
And they encourage race mixing and homosexuality.
Well, yeah.
That's why they.
Well, they encourage. I mean, you know, I know that you're. I know that you're not as bloody minded as me. You know what I mean? I mean.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. You know, and we've had a little bit of arguments about, you know, whether General Storm Roof was a. Was a white hero or essentially a murderous punk here. You know, you think he's
punk. Look, if Dylan Storm Roof had killed a bunch of serpent seed, I wouldn't say a word.
Okay. But then again, why go ahead and, you know, why go ahead and get annoyed when he just simply goes ahead and shoots the, you know, the Jews, pets, the niggers? He used to go ahead and kill us. You know, I mean, I don't have.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not in charge. Look. I am. You know what happens?
No, that's
even
fine.
Though,
what I'm saying is, right after this happened, I was still talking to John Brim before he had a falling out, and me and him were talking about it. He said, "Well, of all the blacks to kill, he probably killed the best of all the blacks. I mean, they weren't gang.
Well, they weren't. No, I mean, you know, shoot, he went ahead and read, truthfully enough." That niggers are going ahead and killing and especially murdering nigger males, or especially, you know, I mean, hell, nigger males here, they just have, you can go ahead and say, can't blame them, I mean, shit. You know, who wants to go ahead and fuck fat sheboons, you know what I mean? But, niggers want to get that white pussy here. You know what I mean? That's why the original Klan had it right here. I mean, shoot. You know, I was going ahead about a month or two ago. They were bitching about Emmett Till here. And what happens is that, this digger went ahead and assaulted a white woman in Money, Mississippi here. And
we don't have the whole story on Emmett Till because I don't think they've told the whole story.
No, they didn't tell the whole story. What happens is his daddy, you know.
Oh, he grabbed her in the ass or something, or said something to her, like, you know, he wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens?
We don't know the whole story.
Yeah, it was just a Chicago nigger boy who essentially. You know, I mean, Chicago niggers are already acting up here, and he goes down, and he's told, you know, I mean, you see a white person, don't look him in the eye, you just go ahead, and, you know, and the reason you end up having the Civil War is that what the fuck were you going to do with all these damn niggers once you, quote, freed them here? What the hell were you going to do, you know what I mean, with them?
Abraham Lincoln said,
I don't trust anything that that lying malignant and war criminal said here. I mean, hell, he said a lot of shit here. He lied. You know what I mean?
Look, it is a fact. He tried to get them all to go back to Liberia.
Oh, yeah, he tried real hard. I mean, shit. Then what happens is John Wilkes Booth heard this thing. He went ahead and heard this sermon to where Dishonest State was talking about letting the nigger soldiers get the vote. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And he had shit fit. And yeah, I mean, hell.
Well, from what I gather, all the carpetbaggers were Jews. And what happened after the Civil War,
yeah.
From what I've heard, right after the Civil War happened, the carpetbagging Jews came down, stripped all the whites.
There was a struggle.
And they put blacks in the positions of power, and that's what pissed them off during Reconstruction. The Jews and blacks started running the government and everything.
Yeah, they started going ahead looting, you know, since they just went ahead and niggers voted.
They took away all the positions of power. Political, financial,
yeah,
you had the same
situation as you do in Chicago.
Same
right
shit that's going on now. The Jews control everything right now.
Yeah.
Same shit.
But anyway, I don't know. I have pretty well my attitude is like I said here, and I did hear it from somebody. You know, somebody's trying to rerun Harold Covington's operation. He said, hey.
Yeah.
You never talk. You know, niggers don't talk against other niggers. You know what I mean? Even when they do bad shit here. What happens is I do not talk against white men who go ahead and do whatever has to do, because I have come very, very, very close. On April 9th of 2004 of shooting pigs, and I've come very close on October 15th of 2019 to shooting pigs. You know what I mean? So, you know, I've come very close to especially shooting pigs. As far as I'm concerned, a pig is nothing more than just a soldier for Jews and Zog. You know what I mean? So I don't feel sorry for pigs who end up getting their asses shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My whole deal is, if you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone.
Yeah, but the pigs won't leave you alone. What they'll do is they hire these pigs to go ahead and throw you out of meetings or do whatever, arrest you for whatever. They do whatever the hell they want you. So.
Well, what gets me is, you know, Jeremy Visser or Brian Rio or Eli James or William Fink, they can say or do whatever they want. They got free speech.
Yeah. But if
you say something back, then all of a sudden you get charged with a crime and they can steal your property.
Well, you get charged, essentially. And they want to pretend you have free speech. But what you do is you get your property taken away for, quote, defamation. You know what I mean? Look, Jews have done this shit before. And that's why they get thrown out. That's why they get hunted down and killed. What happens is that the stupid Jews who didn't leave, you know, when the Nazis invaded, what happens is, especially the Ukrainians, especially the Latvians and the Estonians and the rest here, you know, any stupid Jew, you know, any Bolshevik Jew that didn't have enough fucking sense to run, to head east, you know, him and his family were usually killed by the locals, not so much by the SS. You know what I mean? People just have enough of Jews. They get tired of Jew shit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
They get tired of shit. I'm gonna get up and find out. You know, I mean, it's going to be at the top of news. I'm going to go ahead and find out. I bet it was a nigger that killed that pig, shot them three pigs.
I hope so.
And you're probably wondering why I'm holding these. It is my favorite thing in the store. Tell me about these. This is something.
They know damn well.
Yeah, these are super.
They know damn well what it was. It's a nigger. You know what I mean? They know damn well it's a nigger. You know what I mean?
And that's why they don't show the face. If it was
that's
a white
man, it'd be all over the news. What happens is whenever.
People refresh their home for sure. Oh, we can. We have a lot of inventory in right now.
Yes, you do. I love shopping here. I have a hard time getting to the interview because I'm stopping and saying, this living room set, the way you put this together, I love it. Make sure everybody knows where you're located.
We're at 2702 Richard Joseph Boulevard, and that's right down from Cracker Barrel.
Come get your house all springified. It's the time to do it. Thanks so much, Christy.
Thank you, Shelby.
Hold on.
Are you watching the news, Mark? You got the TV off?
Yeah, I just turned it on.
All right, well, look, I'm going to go get something to eat. I'll call you back.
All right, 5 o'clock. Hail Victory.
When your ears refuse to hear, you turn your heart away from me each time when I draw near. Your eyes refuse to meet with mine, they glance away in fear, as if you should not look at your reflection in the mirror. machines control the scene so well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Every time I think about the damage that's been done, the anger wells inside me till I'm almost overcome. I want to tear the moon out of the sky and drop the sun. Why do I feel so all alone, like I'm the only one? Even though your eyes are open, they may never ever see. Your mind may never comprehend this sinful subtlety. Your heart may never hunger for the truth that sets you free. Your soul may know the darkness of divine eternity. Like petty thieves who thunder in the shadows of the night, they break inside and enter through the windows of your mind. How can I control this poisoning of the soul? These lies that blind your eyes, blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. So well it doesn't show. How can I contain this anguish and this pain, knowing that your eyes are blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Yes, your eyes are blinded by the lies. Have your eyes been blinded by the lies? Yes, your eyes are so blinded by the lies.
Get done stuff I need to get done. But what happens is that the guy went ahead and killed the pig. He looked like an Anglo mestizo. Essentially, he was a criminal. You know what I mean?
Well, listen. I've got an app on my phone called Newsbreak, and you get all kind of news articles that you don't normally get on mainstream media.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed is every time a white person commits a crime, they plaster their
Well, this was.
You know, this news app, I can figure out what's going on when I read the article.
Essentially, the character was somewhat of a criminal. Of course, you know, I don't mind Uyghurs or Anglo mestizos shooting pigs. You know what I mean? I hear all this fucking whine about poor piggy. You know what I mean? He was just simply a SWAT piggy. And, you know what I mean? Hell.
Yeah, I know.
This guy, you know, the guy who shot him here, what happens is that, you know, he's like me. He doesn't much care for pigs. So, you know, tough shit pig, you know what I mean? I just don't have no use for them. Because what they do is they do whatever, you know what I mean? They serve.
Yeah.
You know, they serve Zog here, so hey, if you die serving Zog, well, fuck you. I mean, I don't really care one way or the other for you. You know, well, I really don't like you. You know what I mean? I've been arrested quite a few times, essentially. They're just simply, you know, pretty well, they're just gun thugs. They just simply enforce Zog is what they do. Nothing else.
No, I agree. For the most part, the police force, especially in the bigger cities, they only protect the rich and powerful, i.e. the Jews.
They only protect, you know, they enforce the laws, the machinations of politicians, you know, who want to go ahead and just simply screw over, you know, I mean, hell, especially around here, why, hey, there's 400 to 500 kids in foster care, you know what I mean? Which means that essentially they destroyed, I mean, I don't care what it is, I mean, they go through foster care, they get fucked up, you know what I mean? Maybe not too fucked up too bad, but, you know, essentially.
This whole system is designed by Jews, Martin. I mean, it's warfare against the white race.
It's exactly what it is. Just nothing other than essentially serving Satan, Satan's government. You know what I mean? So I don't feel, you know, I don't feel boo-hoo-hoo when pigs get killed. You know what I mean? Tough shit, pig. Tough shit. You know what I mean?
If they're enforcing evil, then what do they expect? What do they expect? I mean, if they're going against Yahweh's laws and even the constipation, and they're enforcing evil, I mean, what do they expect? Eventually, if they do enough evil, eventually it's going to catch up with them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, it does. I mean, I think the time's going to be where essentially you used to be a pig. I mean, shit, about anybody will go ahead and feel it's okay to go ahead and just kill you and your family. You know what I mean? I have no use for lawyers. I mean, I have no use, you know, I mean, you know, pretty well, it's just simply an evil system. I don't give a I don't care, you know.
Well, I mean, the legal system is evil, so how can you, I mean, the legal system is evil, so all the judges are totally satanic. Even if you're a lawyer, like my brother, and he helps the he helps the little man. If they get railroaded by their big company, a workman's comp, or they get in an accident where somebody half kills them or something, then he tries to get them money. But even then, I mean, my brother wants to retire because he knows the legal system is sleazy. He's tired of it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them do. What happens? A lot of them get, you know, essentially get in. But, you know, critters like, you know, Brian Rio and Robert Conrad, I mean, shoot, their whole family ought to be hunted down and publicly skinned out. You know what I mean?
Rio, I mean, they're actually stealing from you. They're stealing your property.
Yeah, and pretty well. What happens is Northeast Ohio. I'm looking forward to Northeast Ohio being Chernobylized. You know what I mean? But anyway, I've been going ahead and look at this stupid war here over at, you know, against the Ukraine, you know, by Russia here. And what happens is that, shoot, what Russia wanted is that they gave Senile Joe, you know, 2-3 months. So essentially, hey, you don't get to join NATO. You're not going to go ahead and bring any more, you know, any more missiles right against our border because, hey, that's how we protected ourselves from Charles XII and Napoleon and Hitler. The way we, you know, protect ourselves is that essentially we just had so much land. You know, that pretty well you ran out of steam. You know what I mean? Literally how they protect themselves against Napoleon. And Charles XII is how they protect themselves is essentially what they did is that they burned down their own crops. They burned down their own farms. They burned down whatever they needed to burn down so that essentially the invaders wouldn't have anything to live off of. You know what I mean?
Well, that's pretty smart.
Well, no, it's a matter of essentially them having to do that in terms of desperation here. You know what I mean? It isn't smart, but it's what they had to do. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. I mean, so what they did is they just simply, you know, I mean, the old and whatever were left behind. But, hey, they didn't. You know, they didn't, you know, they just simply, You know, so hey, what they wanted is that, you know, Ukraine mean, you know, the, it used to be called the Ukraine and essentially meant the borderlands. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, they went ahead and did what they had to do. So, you know, no, I mean, and you go ahead, essentially what Zog is doing is destroying himself. I mean, what I would do, I mean, if I was Putin, okay, well, guess what? McDonald's wants to pull out. You know, wants to go ahead and pull out? Well, guess what? We'll just go ahead and take your property and get the fuck out. You know, get the fuck out. Don't come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, oh, the Daily Nigger or Daily Stormer is just saying it's a Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and McDonald's have decided not to inflict diabetes on the Russian population. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is about the size of it, you know what I mean? So,
well, look, I mean, here's the deal. Everything, I mean, Joe Biden's saying that he came out and admitted that by putting in a ban or embargo, a sanction against Russian oil and gas, the United States don't want to buy their fuel stuff. He said, well, it's probably going to raise prices here, but that's okay. Oh, it's okay? It's okay to screw the American people with inflation and higher fuel.
Well, the thing is, he don't care. What he does, you know, old bastard, or at least, you know, whoever's running his little lips here. I mean, he was just simply a crook and stupid politician ever since he got in, you know, and, you know, was a senator for Delaware, or all he did was serve the credit card companies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, no, he's pretty well admitting that, hey, I don't really give a shit for Zoglings here. And, oh, by the way, y'all go ahead and, you know, while me and my rich buddies, we have our big jets here and shit like that, and our yachts or whatever. Well, hey, we're going to go ahead and make sure that you can't afford to go ahead and go to your job or, you know, run around, because you ought to go ahead and have one of these expensive electric cars that don't work worth a shit anyway. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, the electric cars, I think they started at $60,000.
Yes, and more to the point, they don't save anything. They do not save anything. All they do is,
you have to use a lot of fossil fuels in the process of creating the batteries and the electric cars.
Yeah, and, and the electricity.
You have to burn coal to generate the electricity, and then when the batteries go out, they're very expensive to replace, and then the old lithium batteries that go bad, they're a hazardous waste. So, I mean, it's a loser mentality.
Yeah.
All it is a scam to destroy the economy and make us I read an article where the United States is going to go from being a first-rate country to not even a second or third world. We're going to be a fourth-rate country.
Well, that's what we are. That's what we are now here. I mean, essentially, you know. Yeah. So, it is time. I mean, I'm looking forward to essentially Zog doing here. But yeah, I thought it was a nigger who went ahead and shot him down, because they wouldn't go ahead and say anything about him here, but it turned out to be, he looks like an Anglo Mestizo.
Yeah, it was Anglo Mestizo.
Anglo Mestizo, essentially. He had a bunch of burglary and theft convictions, and he went ahead and beat the shit out of a pig back in 2019, and, you know, I mean, hey, you know, fine by me, I don't give a shit here, you know what I mean? I mean, I have thought of shooting, killing pigs too, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
you know, hey, tough shit,
well,
piggy.
What I'm getting at, though, Mark, is, whenever you read an article and it doesn't plaster the criminal all over the article. It doesn't show you who they are. 9 times out of 10, it's not a white person. It's a nigger.
It's a nigger. It's most of the time it's a nigger. You know what I mean? And then when this nigger gets pissed off, like in Wisconsin about 3-4 months ago. He goes ahead and he runs over, you know, a couple kids, a whole bunch of old white ladies, you know what I mean, in the street. You know what I mean? Deliberately. Yeah. So, you know, fuck you. Fuck you, Zog. Fuck you and fuck your little narrative and nobody gives a shit for you, Zog.
Hey, listen, I'm just saying, look, crime is exploding. When I get this news out, I mean, there's literally, you never hear about this on the mainstream media. All over Middle Tennessee. And listen, in East Tennessee, we're down to that. I just got to read this article. Now, he was a black guy, and I had to go to a separate internet search to find an old black guy. But anyway, this family from Georgia, it was a white family, husband, wife, and son and daughter. It was an eight-year-old and a two-year-old or whatever. They were coming back from New York back to Atlanta, passing through Tennessee, and they were minding their own business. And this Negro, I guess he just hated white people that wanted to kill some white people. So he's on the interstate behind them. He about runs them off the road, gets in front of them, slams on his brakes, gets behind them, and starts shooting at them. And the father's driving the vehicle, and he gets shot 3 times. See, the problem is this white family was not carrying weapons. They didn't have guns. And they're stupid wiggers thinking that they live in a free society when we live in a communist shithole, you know, run by Jews. So anyway, but nowhere in the article did they call it a hate crime. Nowhere in the article did they blame the perpetrator. They act like, well, we don't know what happened. We got to get the whole story out. It may have been, you know, they were trying to blame the victim. They were trying to blame the victim that somebody started it. But anyway, I knew it was probably a black guy, and sure, it was a black guy.
Well, I don't call them black guys. I call them niggers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
no,
so like what happens is, you remember, I don't know, it's been over a decade, old Paula Deen, poor fat old Paula Deen. Roxy used to look at her cooking show because she liked cooking with butter. You know what I mean? You know, sort of like bacon fried in butter and shit like that here. You know, Roxy liked looking at Paula Deen, but old Paula Deen, I think she was being robbed or something like that. And she called her,
okay. She
called the one who robbed her and probably tried to rape her, called him a nigger, and essentially she went ahead, damn near she lost her cooking show for a little while, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, what it was is, it was an incident that had happened before she was famous and had a cooking show. She just had a restaurant. And some Negro came in her kitchen and tried to rob her. She called him the N-word, okay? And then it came out. I mean, we're talking about shit that happened 10, 15 years ago, and then she lost her show. It wasn't even a recent incident. So, anyway, like, if you say something 20 years ago on the internet and the Jews have it, they can play that back. And
well, it don't bother me. I mean, it don't bother me. I mean, essentially, I'm being dick because I call old Brian real nigger lips here. You know what I mean? You know, I don't pretend.
Brian Reels can say whatever he wants, and there's no.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brian Reels is a Zogbot. That's why I keep on pointing out. Essentially, look, you know, look, it's not just Brian Reels. It's your entire rotten system. It's your entire satanic system.
I agree.
You evil bastard, need to die. It's your entire rotten evil system.
And the sooner witness figure that out, the better, but they're not going to figure it out. I mean, if the Canadian wiggers and the Australian wiggers didn't figure out, and New Zealand, they're stealing their money. If they don't take the shot, they're putting them in jail. They're taking away their freedom. If they haven't figured out that Zog is totally against them and that Satan's kids are running everything, they're never going to wake up.
Well,
you're right, Mark.
Yeah.
So anyway. But, you know, hey, Joe Biden just passed a law that U.S. government is going to start accepting cryptocurrencies. And that he wants the Federal Reserve Bank to set up electronic digital money. Now listen, whenever they get the digital money going and they do away with the regular dollars,
That's when they want to start enforcing the mark of the beast. Because somebody like me or you that don't get the COVID shot, if there's a digital money, they're going to lock us out of it. And they'll say, you know, if you don't get the shot, you don't get no money. So that's when it says you won't be able to buy or sell. You'll have to live out in the woods. You'll have to live out in the woods to survive.
Well, that's what they're doing already. I mean, essentially, you got worse than the mark of a beast. What happens? You take that damn Zog clot shot. What happens? It changes your DNA, literally.
No, I know.
I mean, it's worse. It's worse than getting a mark on the hand or in the forehead because essentially, every single cell you got has been, you know, essentially been tampered with. So if you believe that Yahweh went ahead and created you, what are you doing? What are you doing taking something from a satanic government? You know what I mean?
Well, and you know what? It's so pathetic, Martin, but all the white countries in Europe are 80 or 90 or 95% vaccinated. I mean, most of them are taking the damn shots.
Most of them taking the quad shot, yep.
Yeah. I mean, hell, the Negroes got more common sense when it comes to the damn shot. Hell, they didn't even trust the damn, the government enough to take a shot. A lot of the Negroes didn't.
Well, a lot of niggers didn't, no. I mean, they realized. Well, see, what happens is that the niggers think that the government gave them syphilis. And the answer is no. Essentially, look, niggers, you gave yourselves syphilis. But the thing is that for about, from the 30s until the 70s, what happens, they'd tell these niggers that they were doing something for the syphilis, and all they were doing was just simply keeping an eye on it here to figure out how bad, but, you know, niggers really get what? You know, niggers really get, you know, this, you know, William Pierce here, he was just telling, it was quite true, is that, hey, you go ahead and fuck, you know, look, stupid white woman, you go ahead and fuck a nigger, you're 4 to 5 times as more likely to get AIDS and all these here damn diseases, you know, than if you went ahead and just let a white man fuck you, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know, no, I mean, go ahead and avoid.
I'll tell you what, Marty. You know what? I was reading a forum a while ago. It was a white male. He'd never been married, didn't have kids. He said he worked his ass off all his life, and he's just like me, 1/3 of my income goes to the income tax. Because I'm not married, I don't have any dependents, I don't have any write-offs. And he said he was getting sick and tired of paying for all this welfare for these damn communists to get, you know, for druggies and these unwed mothers popping out babies and getting a bunch of welfare checks. And he said he can't wait for the system to collapse because it's so evil and corrupt. I mean, what's the point of working your ass off just to fund these communists? You know, your tax dollars goes to fund all these damn communists. It's evil.
Yeah,
the whole system's evil. It's got to come down.
So the system is built to be evil. And that's exactly what it is. It is evil. You know what I mean?
And all these idiots that say different, that say, "Oh, we're going to save America and all this shit," then I don't know what Bible they're reading, but it's not the scriptures. No, I mean they don't have a clue.
They don't have a clue. Nope.
They haven't read Revelation. They haven't read the scriptures. I mean, and most of them, even in identity. I mean, hell, they think Trump's still in charge and that Hillary Clinton and all these other people have already been executed at Guantanamo Bay.
Now.
And Trump, I mean, all this bullshit is a damn lie, okay? But somehow they want their ears tingled. They want to believe a lie that everything's going to keep on going. And, you know, it's pathetic.
Well. They make a lot of stupid shit. I mean, I don't know. Like I was saying in Wigger Problem, Wiggers keep remembering how good Zog used to be. You know what I mean? They just, they're always, the way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. You know what I mean?
Yeah. the thing is, Martin, most wiggers are not prepared for what's fixing to happen. I'm I'm exactly where I want to be, but
you don't know how well prepared you are until it does happen. I mean,
but at least I'm trying. I put shit away. I mean, I'm not totally off the grid out in the middle of nowhere, but at least I know it's coming. And I don't trust her. It's outside of Yahweh and myself. I don't really trust hardly anybody.
No,
I mean, at one time I trusted a lot of the identity people, but I, you know, that was a mistake.
Well,
yeah.
Don't trust CI dentistry. You know what I mean?
So yeah, I mean, I know it's coming, and you know it's coming, and
we know
that,
I'm still,
you know, all the serpent seed are evil, even Brother Nathaniel Kapner, they're all evil, and that the warfare is going on, and Yahweh ordained, Yahweh created the hatred, the enmity between the seed of Adam and the seed of Satan and, through Eve. That Yahweh started this, and it's not going to stop. And the serpent seed certainly has a call to truce. They certainly haven't backed off. I mean, they've been doing evil for the last 7,500 years, and they haven't let up. Stupid wiggers that have basically allowed themselves to be corrupted and destroyed and to worship Satan and his kids. I mean, most wiggers have done nothing to fight the Jew. At all.
No, they haven't.
So,
most Quakers love evil. Most Quakers love evil. They love that evil.
Yeah, oh, there's a good video on Mischief. I'll send it to you if I can find it again. But it talks about how, I think it's a German guy. He's got a bunch of National Socialist stuff. He's got a bunch of stuff about the Jews. But anyway, this one particular video is about how the Jews have always run pornography. And they've always brought it into the countries that they want to destroy, mainly the white Western European countries, but also the Muslim nations, that the Jews use pornography to destroy the Muslim nations so they could take over, like the Palestinian people, they corrupted them with drugs and pornography. I mean, that's what they do. That's what Hollywood's all about, corruption and propaganda and brainwashing. So, yeah, I'll send you that link if I can find it. And you're probably not caught up. I've sent you a bunch of stuff lately. You probably can't even have time to watch everything, do you?
Yeah.
All right, well, look, I'll send you some stuff. I'm going to go to sleep here in a minute. I'll call you tomorrow. And if I can find that video, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
All right. Good night, bud.
Talk to you later. Hail victory. Okay, it's 10:30, talking to Logan Hunter. Hail victory.
White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse logs let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lei-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lei-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. white man their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On Sogling next we stomp our boots to Sam about Castle. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great. Hi-yi-oh-ho. The love of God our only need. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roofs, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-oh-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roots, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.